This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
I'm Bridget O'Boyle, Branding and Marketing Director for the Alatea English Edition, and today I'd like to introduce you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, founder of the American Parochial School System. She was a wife, mother, and foundress of the Sisters of Charity as well. Born into a wealthy Episcopalian family in New York, Elizabeth received the best education available to a young woman of her time. At the age of 19, she married William Seton, and the couple had 5 children. Following the loss of their fortune and the death of her husband, Elizabeth was received into the Catholic Church in 1803. Having been abandoned by family and friends because of her conversion, a priest in Baltimore invited her to establish a school for girls in the city. Gathering together a group of like-minded women, Elizabeth and her companions made religious vows in 1809. The community eventually moved to Emmitsburg, Maryland, and in time they became known as the Sisters of Charity of St. Joseph. Mother Seton wrote and translated textbooks and composed numerous hymns and spiritual tracts for the community. She and her sisters are regarded as the founders of the American parochial school system. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton died of tuberculosis in 1821 and was canonized in 1975, becoming the first person born in the United States to be honored as a saint. In 1850, Mother Seton's sisters in Emmitsburg adopted the rule and habit of the French Daughters of Charity, establishing a connection to the community that continues on today. Here are some of our favorite quotes by St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. "What is the first rule of our dear Savior's life? You know it was to do his Father's will. Well then, the first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God, and secondly, to do it in the manner that he wills it, and thirdly, to do it because it is his will. If I had to advise parents, I should tell them to take great care with the people with whom their children associate. Much harm can result from bad company, and we are inclined by nature to follow what is worse than what is best. Let us pray. O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's burning zeal to find you, grant with her intercession and example that we may too seek you with diligent love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen."
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Due to the Omicron variant, Quebec closes places of worship until further notice. In response to the increase in infections related to this variant, on December 31st, Quebec announced the closure of places of worship for an indefinite period of time. In an attempt to stem the rise of Omicron, Quebec imposed a series of very restrictive measures that went into effect December 31st. Among them is the closure of churches, except for the celebration of funerals, but they are limited to 25 attendees. As was the case with previous closures, services and other liturgical activities may be broadcasted online. Community organizations, including those that assist the poor, can continue their activities, which often utilize the parish halls in the basements of our churches, said the Catholic Church in Quebec. Outdoor masses are still being permitted, and several parishes have already indicated their interest, despite the cold weather, said the Communications Department of the Catholic Church in Quebec. In addition to the restricting worship services, Quebec has reinstated a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Violators will face fines ranging from $1,000 to $6,000 if they are unable to adequately justify the reason for going out during the restricted times. The start of the school year in schools and universities has been postponed to January 17th, and private gatherings are again prohibited.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
An 18-month-old that was judged incompatible with life is now learning to say mom. Baby Megan reminds us to hold our ground alongside the mystery of life. Cassie Gray was told there was virtually no hope for her unborn daughter, only a 3% chance of live birth. And even if she did survive to that point, she wouldn't live long after, the doctor said. The 36-year-old Scottish mom was strongly advised to terminate the pregnancy. "We decided right away that termination was not an option. She's a miracle," that the mom told the Scottish Sun. "I had so longed for a child and I decided to leave it in God's hands. And I'm so thankful that I did," she told the Daily Record. The child named Megan survived birth and is now more than 18 months old. Her mother's words, simple and direct, have the strength of a reasonableness rooted only in affection. "I am not the master of my daughter's life, nor of her death. There's nothing wrong with her." It was 2020 and the whole world was dealing with the pandemic. In Scotland, Gray and the child's father, Xander, found themselves dealing with a very complicated pregnancy. The 12-week ultrasound revealed that the baby was suffering from a condition that the doctors considered incompatible with life. The frontal area of the brain, the seat of higher thought, emotions, and motor skills, had not separated into two parts the way it usually does, and it had stopped developing completely. The doctors strongly advised Gray to have an abortion. She and her partner refused. "We've already mentioned their reasons. The baby would live or die naturally, as God willed it," they said. It must not have been easy in such an emotionally charged situation to be clear and decisive in the face of authoritative voices of the doctors. The fetal malformation, her brain stopped developing at the 5th week of pregnancy, 5 days before her birth. The ultrasound seemed to show an even worse picture. Open wounds on her face, no cheekbones, and her eyes were bulging. Birth is always the threshold. In little Megan's case, it was the end of an ominous prediction and the beginning of a visible flesh and blood experience. Yes, only 3% chance of babies like this are born alive, but that was a chance that the mother was willing to take. The photos of Megan that her mother have shared on Facebook show a beautiful little girl with a smile that could melt the Arctic.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.